Oasis Audio presents Over the Edge by Mary Keneally. Read for you by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1, October 30th, 1866. A bullet slammed through the door of the stagecoach, threading a needle to miss all four passengers. "It's a holdup!" Callie grabbed her rifle. "Get down!" The stage driver yelled and cracked his whip. More flying lead hit higher on the stagecoach. The man riding shotgun got his rifle into action. "Get on the floor!" The woman sitting across from Callie was frozen with fear. That endangered Connor, and it made Callie furious. The bullets came fast. The stage was moving slow on a long uphill slope. With the driver's shout, they picked up speed. From the roof, she heard a steady volley of deafening return fire. Reaching across, Callie grabbed the woman by the ruffled front of her pink gingham dress and dragged her off the seat. The woman shrieked, but didn't put up a fight, which was smart of her. Callie would have won that fight. Somewhat more gently, Callie picked Connor up from the seat beside her and set him on the woman's lap. 8-month-old Connor yelped, more a shout of anger than a cry. But crying would come soon enough. Her little wild man didn't do anything quietly. "Can you shoot?" she shouted at the young man, hoping he'd snap out of whatever panic had seized him. He shook his head frantically. "Get on the floor, then." Callie used her whiplash voice and hoped it got the man moving. She threw herself across to the woman's seat to face backward. With her Colt in her left hand and her Winchester in her right, she shoved the curtain.